What's good, everybody? First, before you listen to this podcast, I just want to say I love you guys and just appreciate with all my heart. I hope everybody's doing super well. I also want to talk about the new hit show, Tea with Gary Vee, every morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Gary. Tea with Gary Vee, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 2 hours of me doing Q&A with people individually, the deepest in-depth that I've ever done, more than Ask Gary Vee. I'm super excited about it. It's on facebook.com/Gary every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's a smash. If you go on social media, people are freaking out. Maybe my best content pillar ever. West Coast, wake up at that 5:45 time, brush your teeth and get on it. We got a lot of West Coast people on it. Hope you enjoy it. Hope I see you there. Love you guys. See ya.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
A lot of our listeners love Gary Vee. We promised you all week we'd get him on. The time has come. Gary Vee joined us on the Zoom. Hello, sir. Good to see
you.
Hey,
Gary.
How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to see you guys.
Now, we needed you on because a lot of people are sort of moping around and sort of they're going through the fatigue of being locked up at home. Like we here in Australia have done a pretty good job of flattening that curve everyone keeps talking about. We're down to only a few cases, and we're thinking here in Australia we might be sort of getting back to sort of normal by June if everything sort of continues on the path we're traveling. How are you doing at your end?
Well, listen, first of all, and everybody knows this, I adore Australia. Once again, Australia has shown its incredible ability to win, so kudos to all of you. I'm on the other hand, in New York City, in the epicenter of, like, the complete disaster of the world, But luckily, it is getting much better. It's been very difficult. It's been very painful.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, to be very frank, I'm glad that I can deliver on why you wanted me here. I've never seen so much good happening in the face of so much pain. People losing their lives from the disease. There are so many things that are happening. If I always say you find what you're looking for, and there's an incredible amount of good going on. There's people that are spending more time with their family than ever. There's people that are realizing that they can see their 88-year-old grandmother all the time because she's learned how to Zoom or FaceTime.
Isn't that cute? All the oldies getting on board with the technology?
Yeah.
I mean, for all the oldies that are listening right now, I'm so happy to have you on board. I see you dancing on TikTok. I see you using Google Hangouts. I'm very proud of you. I've always said you're underrated because you actually have life wisdom. You've been lagging a little bit with technology, but we're happy to have you.
And what about someone like me, Gary, who's in isolation, and I just don't have the motivation to start eating well and exercising. What is the first step? How do you get yourself motivated to do that?
I'm going to give you a crazy answer. Yeah. I think you should eat more and stay unmotivated and enjoy the vacation because you have your whole life to fix it. And I know that's a funny answer, but it's my answer in a funny, weird way, which is maybe you just don't. Maybe you just have a little bit of a binge fest here. Get it out, for another couple of weeks.
Someone's making sense. We don't have to worry about it, guys. Yeah. We're worrying about nothing.
About it later when we're really fat.
There's real worries going on. Why worry about punishing ourselves even more with a diet?
But listen, it's a very funny conversation. Is it okay to kind of like, my biggest point there is don't beat yourself up, right? No. Don't go into cardiac arrest because you're eating 700,000 donuts a day. But at the same token, people have gone two extremes. Yeah. I've gone on a Zoom the other day. I didn't even recognize who the person was. He lost 84 pounds because he's come to realize, he was, eating and drinking out, and now he's just in a different place. And then I've noticed other people that picked up that weight in this month. I think the reality is what I'm saying is, look, this is a global pandemic.
Yeah.
This is a once in a century, once in a half century event. This is not something that I'm going to let your lack of self-esteem eat you up. Take a step back, take a breath. It's going to be okay. Yeah, it might take you an extra month or two to get the weight off or get back to your normal because you really let it go. But don't stop beating yourself up. Everyone's beating themselves up. Everybody else sucks at something too. Eat another donut.
Yeah, and people have got enough worries on. The worry of the virus, the worry of job security, the worry of paying bills, the worry of teaching your kids. All of a sudden, adults are trying to re-educate themselves on year 4 sort of school activities. And we realize, oh my God, my kid's smarter than me. all these things are going through. So you're right. Give yourself a bit of a break. Don't keep piling up the problems on yourself.
Everybody's going to miss this period. If you actually love your spouse or partner, and if you love your kids, which I know everyone does, you're going to miss this. This is a once in a generation opportunity. People are starting new businesses. People are putting out content around their actual hopes and dreams. Yeah. A lot of people lost a job, and that's going to end up being the best thing. It's going to be a crappy 18 months, but it's going to be a great, a brilliant 40 more years where they would have stayed in the job if it wasn't for COVID. You know, everyone's like, but Gary, all the people dying. I'm like, guess what? If COVID started 2 months earlier, Kobe Bryant would be alive. If COVID started a year ago, my great friend Nipsey Hussle, the great rapper, would have been alive. Like, yeah. We always look at the negative. Why can't we look at the positive? Do you know how many people were destined to get hit by a bus, choke on a chicken bone, like do something that was going to hurt them, car accident that got saved? Like, why do we always decide to look at the negative?
Oh, that's a really interesting way to look at it. You're right. You wonder how many lives have been saved as a result of us staying home and being safe.
One could argue, based on traffic accidents, more saved than lost.
Wow, yeah. And you're right, you know, we should appreciate this time because we're never going to get it back. This is never going to probably happen again in our lifetime.
Even for the person that lost their job, then you start going into another place nobody thinks about. Maybe it's okay to sell your home and rent again. Like, maybe it's okay to trade in your fancy car for one not as nice. Maybe it's okay to not buy $6 coffees every single day. Yeah. Like, you know, like, this is a real opportunity. And I know a lot of people are listening because this is one of the most brilliant, best shows in the world because I get to travel the world and do a lot of this. And these two are uncomfortably talented. So that was a little shout out for you guys. You know, listen, a lot of people are listening. And I'm telling you, you may think I'm hyper and crazy and who's this American and what's going on right now? What am I listening to? Take my natural energy out of the equation and just listen to my words. This is a huge opportunity. And if you decide it is, it becomes it. And if you decide it's the worst thing that's happened, it becomes it because your brain and your perspective actually dictate your life.
You're right. You're totally right. I know people that have decided to learn a new language or learn a new skill or pick up something that they used to do when they were in their 20s that they don't do anymore, like painting and all this stuff. So creative stuff comes out. But what a great way to look at it, the way Gary Vee's talking about it. I never even thought about looking at it like think of only the positive. I like that.
I mean, listen, the easiest one, because I know Australia's a great basketball country as well, and he's a global star. Guys, 6 to 8 weeks earlier, and Kobe's alive, maybe for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, let me give you one that's not in theory. That's black and white.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, and who knows else what could have happened during this time in isolation? What else could have happened? I mean, we don't know.
And by the way, to be empathetic to listeners, and then somebody else is saying, screw this guy. My grandma did pass because of COVID. And I understand that. Like, but what I'm saying is that life's 360. And I'm saying for all the people that are fortunate enough to be healthy and alive right now, sitting at home, unfortunately, most people complain.
Right.
And they look for the negative. Unfortunately, it's a human trait. But I've learned over the last decade, especially and really through my whole life, which led to the last decade, a lot of people can change their mind. You can decide. And I think there's so much opportunity right now. And I implore people, if you love footy, make a podcast about footy now. You know, if you love rugby, make some content on Instagram and TikTok about rugby. See what happens. Like,
what
makes you happy? You just don't know.
Yeah. Who would have thought just kids dancing for 15 seconds would sweep the world? So anything's possible. You knew? You knew?
I remember you came in. I told you
last time. But why did I know? I know because I watch what people do. And then I watch and then it becomes obvious. And so just like that, I'm telling you right now, for the person that's the most grumpy and saying, I hate this guy, get him off the air. I'm telling you, that person in a year and a half is going to be like, damn, I actually did miss it. That was nice. I've never gotten this level of sleep. I've never gotten this level of thoughtfulness. Like, there's so many great things. By the way, this is going to save me a ton of travel. There's so many meaningless meetings I've gone to for the day to Chicago or Texas in the US. So many people listening right now that go to Melbourne from Sydney for a meeting that meanwhile they can now do on a Zoom in 2 years. And guess what? That means they're gonna go to their daughter's recital instead of missing it. This is a huge opportunity, everybody.
A lot of things will change because of what we've been sort of forced into here. I've even noticed that talking to you on Zoom, talking to Chris Hemsworth, talking to Hailee Steinfeld, talking to all these different stars, they would normally be traveling the world away from their own family for months at a time. And then a lot of people don't get to talk to them. Now they're just sitting at home like you're doing now.
That's right.
Zooming in around the world. And then you can, you can go and hang out with your family.
Everybody wants to be on your show, but sometimes it doesn't line up. But maybe they have a hit song and you want them on. Now they may say yes and Zoom in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they got used to it during this time where before they wouldn't have wanted to do it.
People want to talk to you on the phone. You want to take a few calls before we buzz out? Okay. Noor is on. Noor, you're on with Gary V. What do you want to ask?
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
So I'm a mechanical engineering, work in the HVAC industry. I graduated 2 years ago. I got married 2 years ago. And due to getting married so early, I'm 24 now, I got into heaps of debt. I don't see myself really staying in this industry for my whole life. And I'm really into fitness. I'm really into barista. I've been working like 60 hours since I was 18 years old during doing full-time uni. So I've been putting in the hard work day in and day out. And I am getting slowly out of my debt. But then at this moment, I really don't know what I should do. Should I go and follow my instinct and go open a business? Or should I stay where I am, get out of my debt, and then start a business? Or
number
should I start buying a property?
Number two, you're young, brother. Get out of debt. Debt's an anchor. And, you know...
Yeah.
How quickly do you think you can get out of debt being 24 right now? What's your gut tell you?
Maybe a year and a half.
Oh, this is a no-brainer.
Well, 18 months. There's my uni debt, which is like 80 grand. So.
But you said that in a year and a half, you think you can get out of it?
Not my uni debt, another debt.
Oh, I see. Yeah, this is why I want to punch uni in the face. It's brought no value to a generation. Okay, yeah. So with the uni debt that high, the other debt is credit card debt?
So it's credit card debt and debt to my family and stuff. So it's just like debt here and there, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just all I do, I do. The moment. Get rid of credit card debt. Anybody who has credit card debt, get rid of it. That's for sure. The family debt, you know, kind of is emotional, but it's not a trigger to your head. Uni is going to take a long time. My intuition is you don't want to live with regret. It depends on how humble you and your partner are. If you're willing to take the high risk of starting your own thing, I'm very for it, but you have to be prepared for epic loss mentally. Yeah. You can't go into more debt. Debt bad. Like, very simple statement.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a t-shirt. Debt bad. Yeah. Like, you know, like, so get rid of the credit card debts, and then you do have a decision to make. Do you want to jump in and go all in, or do you want to wait a little bit more and get a stability? But you have to know what you're jumping into. I'm watching people start companies and start businesses, and they don't even know what business, they're just starting it for the sake of starting it because it's cool and it sounds good. If you actually have a business idea and you feel like you're capable, it's never a bad time to jump in. If you're just doing it because it became the cool thing in the last half decade, which it has, entrepreneurship, start a business, then you're going to be in deep trouble. You're going to get punched in the mouth.
Honestly, it's not really about being cool or anything. I have nothing to do with that. It's just about my passion. Like, I've been working as a barista for like 4 years now. Yeah.
Are you ready? So you think you're ready?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Financially,
good news.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, get ready and then follow your passion. Yeah. Then how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. A little mix of both, brother. Good luck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Another one, young fella, Oliver, 18 years old. Oliver, you're on with Gary V.
Hey, Gary. So last time I spoke to you, you said to post 4 times a day on Instagram to get a following like that and reply to all your comments and everything. So I've been doing that. I've been posting 4 times a day, but still not getting much of a following.
You must have shit content then.
Listen, I know that's tough to hear. That may be true, and that's okay too. You know, do you feel like you're mixing up your content enough? Because you might actually have great content in you, but to the point, it might be crap content. Do you think, have you been mixing it up enough?
Well, I'm building a personal brand there as well. So it's a mix of like building a personal brand and stuff that people care about pretty much.
And is any of it working?
Well, I've gotten a few followers, but not that many.
Yeah, I mean, to ask you about that, Gary, because you were one of the first to jump on to Charli D'Amelio. Now, she's the most followed person on TikTok.
Yes.
And what was it about her that made her go from here and skyrocket to 50 million?
A moment in time. She was the right, you know, there was a lot of girls dancing when she was dancing that are as good of dancers. There was a lot of girls that were cute like she. It was just the right moment in time, you know? And that's the point to Oliver, and I'm glad you brought that up. Either Oliver's destined to get some sort of following because he hasn't had his right moment, or to the first comment, maybe Oliver, listen, I want to be a rugby player. My thighs aren't thick enough, you know? And so like, you want to be a content creator, you just might not be. And that's okay too. But I want to make sure you're trying a lot of different things. And the other thing is, back to Charli, TikTok is out of control, Oliver. Have you started posting there?
Yeah, I've started posting on TikTok, but
and
still hasn't really like.
How? You know, tell me the truth. How many times have you? How many times have you posted? Tell me the truth.
On TikTok, probably like once every couple of days.
Yeah, I'd like you to, you know, listen, I keep giving you formulas and hopefully, you know, eventually I've seen a lot of people go at it for 4.5 years and then finally have their moment. I think you need to get to 2 to 3 a day on TikTok as well, because TikTok has a lot more by accident eyeballs than Instagram does. It's saturated now. TikTok is absolutely evergreen. So that would be the new addition. And then remember that I said to you, are you trying enough different things, talking about different things, trying different formats? Because clearly what you're doing now is not right.
Yeah, okay. So when you mean different formats, what do you mean by that?
Memes, jokes, cartoons, you know, filters, stickers, different formats.
Yeah, something that captures people's imagination or something that grabs their attention. Is that what you're talking about, Gary?
Yeah, just using the tools they have. All these things have different music, different filters, different formats. I mean, Albert, you could go look at my account. You see that I do a lot of different formats. The white written top, you know, the cartoons. Like, I didn't think I was going to do cartoons, but I tried it a couple times. It worked. And now I do cartoons. You got to try different shit.
Is that the same with YouTube as well, just posting 4 times a day? Or is YouTube?
No. YouTube's more once a day.
Okay. Cool.
Good luck, brother.
Thanks, Gary.
Sometimes
you got to wait for the, as you said, it's a waiting game. You get on to, you're doing YouTube everything you're doing.
You two know this. How the heck did you get on the biggest platform in the world? You guys did a lot of stuff to get there. Time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just that one video. Like, we posted a video where it was like Siri versus Google and who's better at it. And we set them both challenges. And for instance, that video, which was just a throwaway segment on our show, but the video online amassed millions and millions of views. And it's sometimes just those unexpected videos that blow up, and then you get a huge following as a result of it.
I can't explain to people enough. Stop overthinking it. Stop using perfection and production quality as an excuse for being insecure and start posting.
Just post and post. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. And by the way, back to the earlier point, like, and sometimes people aren't good. Some people aren't good at singing. Some people are not charismatic. Some people are not attractive. Some people give bad business advice. Like not everyone's destined to have a huge audience.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going
to
be able to do it.
A lot of people want to be great at something, but then you've got to actually have the skill of being great at it as well, right?
And then once you realize, you have to have self-awareness to move on to the next thing, because maybe you suck as a cook, but you might be the greatest skier of all time. But if you never try to ski, you have no idea.
Like, I'm an amazing masturbator. Should I use that out online?
Yes, that normally gets good views.
Yeah, but no
just
money.
Not on TikTok.
Yeah, just freebies on YouPorn or something like that.
That's... Yeah, yeah. I think you'd be a Pornhub superstar.
Hey, mate, it's good to see you. You're always so positive. You make us think of life in a different way. And that's why everyone loves what you do.
Because
one convo with you can change millions of lives. Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
To learn more from Gary V, head to his website, GaryVaynerchuk.com. That's where you'll find it. Otherwise, he's on all the platforms and you can find him there as well. Mm. Good on you, Gary V.
Nice to talk to you.
Guys. Love you guys. Always great. Hit me up anytime. Take care.
Thank you so much.
There he is, Gary V. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Daily Consistency by N.R. Willie. Gary peels back layers for his listeners that may take a coach or a counselor years to unpack. His candor and quickness is unparalleled and refreshing. He does what he says he does. Listen and learn. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.